We have seen so far that IPT applies to insurance where the risk is located in the UK and the rates are 5%, 17.5%, and some insurance contracts are exempt. If our contract is liable to IPT, then what amount do we apply the rate to? IPT is due on premiums. The definition of a premium is found in Section 72 of the Finance Act 1994. You'll see from this section that a premium includes payment for the following: risk, costs of administration, commissions, any facilities for paying in instalments or making a deferred payment, and tax. Therefore, if interest is charged for payment by instalments, this must be included. It also includes payments received in respect of a right to require an insurer to provide, or offer to provide, cover under a taxable insurance contract. Section 72, subsection 1A, talks further about commissions. If the commission is already chargeable to tax at the higher rate by virtue of section 52A, or the commission is charged under a separate contract and identified in writing as a separate amount charged, then it is not included as part of the premium received by the insurer. Let's look at an illustration on how this works. Imagine that you are a supplier of domestic goods. You sell a dishwasher to your customer, and at the same time you sell him insurance to cover the mechanical breakdown of the dishwasher. The customer pays the insurance directly to the insurance company, and the amount of the premium is £200. The insurance company then pays a commission to you out of the premium received, which is £20. We need to decide on what amount IPT is due. Although the insurance company has only really received £180 for the insurance, the commission of £20 is not deductible. This is because we do not satisfy the conditions in Section 72, 1A.
Remember, it had to be liable to tax at the higher rate by virtue of Section 52A or charged under a separate contract. Well, it isn't charged under a separate contract, so we don't satisfy that condition, so we would need to check whether it is liable to tax itself by virtue of Section 52A. Let's look at that section now. Section 52A covers fees of taxable intermediaries for higher rate contracts. It says that if someone charges a fee to the person who becomes the insured in respect of a higher rate contract, then that fee itself is liable to the higher rate of IPT. This means the supplier has to register for IPT and account for the 17.5% on the £20 commission it has received. So let's go back to illustration 1 again. Remember, this was where we have a supplier of domestic goods who sells a dishwasher to a customer and at the same time sells him insurance to cover the mechanical breakdown of the dishwasher. The customer pays the insurance directly to the insurance company and the amount of the premium is £200. The insurance company then pays a commission of £20 back to the seller out of the premium received. We said that the total premium received by the insurer is £200, and according to Section 72, that is the amount on which IPT is calculated. The section then went on to say that we could exclude the commission from the £200 if either it was liable to tax in its own right under Section 52A, or it was charged under a separate contract. Well, we've already said that it isn't charged under a separate contract. So, is it already liable to tax itself under Section 52A? Well, no, it isn't. Remember, to be liable under Section 52A, it had to be a fee charged by the seller to the insured. It clearly isn't. The seller obtains the commission from the insurer. This means that because we don't satisfy either of the get-outs, the commission is included in the value of the premium and the insurance company must register for IPT and calculate it on the full £200. The commission is not deductible. So when would we fall within Section 52A? Well, let's change the illustration slightly. We still have the same supplier who is supplying the dishwasher directly to the customer. This time, however, the customer pays the £180 insurance direct to the insurance company and the £20 commission is paid directly to the supplier as part of a separate agreement between the customer and the supplier. Note that the total payable by the customer is exactly the same as before, i.e. £200. It is simply being paid in two separate amounts to two separate parties. Firstly, let's look at the insurance company. What is the amount of the premium for them? Well, we know that they're allowed to exclude the commission if either of the two get-outs in the legislation are satisfied. Remember, the first one was that the commission is already chargeable by virtue of Section 52A. It is charged under Section 52A. Remember, this section says that if a supplier charges the insured a fee in relation to a higher rate contract, then it falls within Section 52A. This means that, for the insurer, they only have to account for IPT on the amount they receive of £180. Does this mean that the commission escapes IPT? No. Remember, the effect of falling within Section 52A is that the commission is treated as a premium in its own right, received by the seller, and the seller must now register and account for IPT on it.
The effect of Section 52A is that if the contract is liable to the higher rate of IPT, you cannot avoid IPT on a commission, even if it is charged separately. You are back to the same scenario as before, when you paid the £200 direct to the insurance company, and they paid the £20 commission to the supplier. In that case, IPT was due on the £200, just as it is in this example. The only difference here is that we now have two bodies that have to register and account for IPT.
So, what would have happened if, in our illustration, the contract was not liable to the higher rate of IPT, but was a contract for ordinary motor insurance, for example? Remember, this is liable to the standard rate of IPT. Let's imagine that you buy a new car, and the motor dealer also sells you an ordinary car insurance policy. You pay £20 to the motor dealer under a separate contract for his fee, commission, and £180 to the insurance company. What is the amount of the premium on which IPT is due? Well, let's take the insurance company first. They've received £180, but do we have to add back the commission you paid to the motor dealer? Well, remember, the commission is not included in the premium received by them if one of the two conditions in Section 72(1)(a) is satisfied. The first one is that the commission is itself already liable to IPT under Section 52A. Well, it isn't. It is only liable to IPT in its own right if it is received under a higher rate contract. Ordinary motor insurance is a standard rate contract. So we then need to look at the next get out. Is it charged under a separate contract and identified to the insured as a separate amount?
The words separate contract have caused a lot of controversy in the past. In the High Court case of HomeServe, the words separate contract were given their ordinary grammatical meaning, which meant that the commission of fee escaped IPT. In the original tribunal case, the chairman had found in favour of customs. He had held that the phrase separate contract meant that if the contract for insurance and the contract for the commission were dependent on each other, and the insured person had no choice of insurer, then the commission was treated as part of the premium received by the insurer, because it wasn't in reality a separate contract. As a result of losing the High Court case, customs introduced legislation in the Finance Act 2010 to reverse this decision. The new legislation took effect from the 24th of March 2010. Section 72 has been amended so that, in essence, where the contract of insurance and the contract with the broker are linked, like that in the circumstances of the HomeServe case, then the fee or commission will be included in the amount of the premium on which the insurer has to account for IPT. Details of the HomeServe case are given as a separate lecture at the end of this one. Play it now if you want to, and then come back to this point. So, coming back to our illustration, it is likely that the fee will be included in the value of the premium where the insured has no choice of insurance, and the fee is therefore linked to that particular insurance contract. Therefore, the insurance company will have to account for IPT on the whole £200. Note that the new legislation does not apply to businesses that enter into insurance contracts, as customs felt that this sector was not engaging in the type of avoidance like that in the HomeServe case. So, in what type of situation would the commission or fee escape IPT? The following situation should not be caught by the new anti-avoidance legislation.
Imagine you go to an insurance broker and ask him to find you some household contents insurance. The broker charges you £20 for doing so. The broker will search through a variety of insurance providers to find you the best deal. You'll then pay the insurance company that you finally decide to go with direct for the insurance.
In this case, the fee of £20 should escape IPT.
It is not included in the premium for the insurance company. It is not charged already under Section 52A, as this is not a higher rate contract. It is charged under a separate contract.
Have a read of the new wording in Section 72. Also, remember that the anti-avoidance does not apply to insurance bought by businesses.
In addition, the broker does not have to register himself and account for IPT on the commission because it is not received under a higher rate contract. Remember, Section 52A only kicks in if it is a higher rate contract.
Commissions are not as clear-cut as they might appear. If the commission does not appear to relate to services provided by the broker to the customer, then it may not be deductible.
Remember, the first part of Section 72(1)(a) says that the amount has to be charged to the insured under a separate contract. If the broker is not carrying out services for the customer, there is in reality no contract between them. This issue arose in the tribunal case of Policy Administration Services. Some manufacturers operate what are known as card-in-the-box schemes. A leaflet is included in the box, along with, for example, a washing machine, offering a quote for an extended warranty on the goods. The purchaser takes out a policy and the insurer pays a commission to the manufacturer. Normally, the whole insurance premium would be liable to IPT at the higher rate. There would be no deduction for the commission. However, if the commission constitutes a fee paid by the insurer to the manufacturer for advertising services, then the fee incurs VAT at 17.5% and the insurance premium is liable to IPT at 5%. This is because of the operation of paragraph 3 of Schedule 6A. Read it carefully now. A premium is only liable to the higher rate if it is either 1. Arranged through a supplier of relevant goods, or someone connected with the supplier, or the insurer themselves is a supplier or connected with a supplier of relevant goods, or 2. If the insurer pays part of the premium received under the contract or a fee for arranging that contract. Where a commission is paid out of the premium for each insurance contact take-up, number 2 above would be satisfied, and therefore the premium is liable to the higher rate of IPT. If, however, a flat rate advertising fee is paid, and it is paid regardless of the number of insurance contracts sold, number 2 above is not satisfied. No part of the premium is paid for that particular contract.
Looking back at Section 72 and the definition of a premium, one of the things included within it was tax. This means that the customer will pay a total premium, for example, £200, which is the actual amount of cash that the customer hands over. They don't then hand over IPT in addition. It is already included in the premium. So, the total premium is made up of the net premium plus the IPT that the insurance company will charge to the customer. To work out the rate of IPT on the total premium, we perform the following calculation. In doing this, we'll imagine the contract is liable to the standard rate of IPT. Mathematically, the net premium is 100%. The IPT is 5%, so the total premium is 105%. If you are given a total premium figure, to work out the IPT included, you will need to take 5 out of 105 and times it by the total premium. Alternatively, this can be scaled down to 1 over 21. If the contract was liable to the higher rate of IPT, we would use the fraction of 7 over 47 and times it by the total premium. This is the same as the VAT fraction, which you have probably seen before, and is calculated by taking the net premium of 100%, adding it to the higher rate of 17.5%, to give us the total premium equivalent to 117.5%. To work out the IPT from the gross premium, we need to take 17.5 out of 117.5 and times it by the total premium. Or, as we've said, this can be scaled down to 7/47.
Remember, in the previous lecture, we said the higher rate of IPT will rise to 20% from the 4th of January 2011 and the standard rate will rise to 6%. To work out IPT in these situations, you do the following. If it is a higher rate contract at 20%, you need to take 20 and divide it by 120 and multiply it by the total premium. This effectively means it is 1/6 of the total premium. If it is a standard rate contract at 6%, you need to take 6 and divide it by 106. This effectively means it is 3 over 53 of the total premium.
We'll put some numbers into this and have a go at an example. You are an insurance company that provides fully comprehensive motor insurance. The total premium paid by the customer to you is £280. This includes a commission of £20, which the insurer passes back to the supplier of the car. How much IPT is due? Firstly, we need to decide whether our type of contract constitutes insurance. Clearly, motor insurance does fall within this definition. We then need to check that it covers a UK risk. We'll assume that it does. Next, we need to decide what rate of IPT would apply to this particular type of contract, or if it is an exempt contract.
Although motor insurance is listed in Schedule 6A and could be liable to the higher rate of IPT, this type of motor insurance is excluded in subparagraph 2A.
Therefore, the relevant rate is the standard rate of 5%. We now need to establish on what amount the 5% is going to be due. So, how much is the premium according to Section 72? In determining this, we need to decide whether the commission has to be included. Looking back at what we've said already, commissions are only included if they are not charged separately and identified in writing, and the commission is not already liable to IPT in its own right. The commission is not charged separately as it is part and parcel of the £280 paid to the insurer. Therefore, the commission is not deductible, and the total premium liable to IPT is £280. All that is left is to find the actual amount of IPT due. You can have a go at this. There is a box underneath the example for you to type in the answer to the nearest pence. Once you have entered the amount, press the Enter key. Remember that premiums are tax inclusive, so we need to take 1 over 21, times it by our £280 to give us the amount of IPT, and this equals £13.33. So, we have now calculated the IPT that is due on this contract. Let's take a look at another example. A total premium of £80 is paid to an insurer for the mechanical breakdown of a washing machine. A separate fee of £20 is paid to the supplier of the washing machine by the customer. How much IPT in total is due on the contract? Work through the method as we did in the last example and type your answer to the nearest pence in the empty box. When you are finished, press the Enter key. Working through the method as previously, we firstly need to ask if this is an insurance contract and therefore liable to IPT. Again, clearly the answer to that is yes. We also need to check that it covers a UK risk, which we will assume it does. Then we need to decide the rate of IPT. Domestic goods fall within Schedule 6A and are liable to the higher rate of IPT. Therefore, the mechanical breakdown insurance will fall within Schedule 6A and be liable to the higher rate. We now need to decide the amount of the premium. Once again, we have a commission to think about here. The total premium is paid to the insurer and a separate fee of £20 is paid to the supplier. So, what do we need to do with the commission?
Looking back at Section 72(1)(a), the commission is included unless one of the get-outs apply. The first one is that the commission is already liable to IPT itself by virtue of Section 52(a). It's already liable in its own right under that section.
What this means is that the £80 premium will be liable to IPT at the higher rate, and this is what the insurer will pay. If we take our £80, times it by our IPT fraction of 7/47, the insurance company will pay £11.91 of IPT, and the person who is supplying the washing machine will also be liable to pay IPT on the £20 commission at the higher rate, so 7/47 of £20, which equals £2.98. The two separate companies have to account for their own IPT, so the total IPT that customs will receive from them combined is £14.89.